It happened on Friday during the bad winds. It just caught the building, and then it just kind of carried the whole thing. Just fell off then as well. But because it was the red weather warning, there was nobody here, so it was all safe and sound. It was mostly just to the building where it happened.
And what was it like when you discovered the extent of this damage?
It wasn't good, in fairness, when you kind of come in and see your shops kind of all falling down. But in fairness, we were lucky enough that there was no real damage done inside because there was no rain. It was mostly just strong gusts of wind. So we're in the process now of getting it all fixed up and getting it all back in action then, just.
And how were you and other staff members feeling over the back of it? I know you're saying that thankfully it could have been a lot worse, but it must have been quite the shock to get.
It was a shock now to come in and see what had happened now, because it was myself and Dermot that'd seen it first, so we kind of came in and got it sort of sorted. But we had a lot of people coming in and giving us good wishes and helping us and making sure that everything went back in action and according to plan. So it was nice to kind of have a lot of friends and workers rallied around us helping us during it.
The cost of the damage, too early to say how much yous are looking at.
I wouldn't have a clue, in fairness. Yeah, just do the kitchen appliances.
Aye.
But we have, in all fairness, none of our stock running was badly damaged, so we're all good in that regard now, in fairness.
Yeah, it's quite exposed there to the elements, but the stock is secure inside.
Aye, well, we had other people who have warehouses help us out, so a lot of our stock is relocated into those, so it's safe and sound, and we've moved everything up towards the top of the shop too, so we should be okay in that regard, where nothing should get really too badly damaged now. But that's why we're going to have people inside as well as outside, just to kind of keep an eye, so if it does get too bad, we can get it sorted then quickly.
And very much open for business as well.
Yeah, we are still open now. We are obviously working limited capacity now, just because we can't let anyone down the bottom of the shop, but our phone lines are still open, and we have another store as well in Burt, and it hasn't been affected, so it's still up and running too. So that's where our warehouse is, where a lot of our stock is, so we still have plenty of kind of business going on down there as well.
Very good. And when you went home from work on Thursday evening, yeah, did anybody expect to come into this on or this morning or in the days ahead?
No, not really. Thursday it was windy, but it wasn't too bad now, in fairness. It was only, it picked up, I would say, Friday when the red weather warning kicked in, but none of us could see it happening because none of us were really here. But I don't think any of us expected for that to happen, but we just have to take it as it comes now, really, and get it sorted quickly, just.